The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Victoria and Kara, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is responsible, along with his wife Mary, for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can sign up for their not only the podcast, but find out more about some of the great products that they have, the enzymes especially. I recommend 100%. Find out how to get them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Latest podcast is how you can tell if cancer has started. Don't we all have cancers? We have free radicals, all of us, in our systems, do we not?
Well, lots of different causes for cancer. That's true. The experts tell us that if you live to 70 years or older, you've probably had cancer 4, 5, maybe 6 times and never knew it because your body took care of it.
Immune system healthy? No problem.
Yes, exactly. And if it isn't, and there's some sluggishness or cancer starts to get away with you, that's what this podcast is about, how you can tell that something may be going on when there's still time to do something about it.
Yep. And there is, but it does. It really has to do with enzymes and the things that are in your system, the gut. So let's go back, if we can, for those who were enthralled in the conversation that Victoria and I were having a few minutes ago regarding methane gas and its use, how humans and animals all produce methane. How does the digestive system work, and why is some methane gas better than others? Why is what's going on in my system, in your system, Victoria's system, better than what may be going on in other people's systems?
Well, it's the result of the breakdown of certain kinds of proteins because of the bacteria that's in the gut. And if you have an overgrowth of the good bacteria, which is what we all want, you know, then there's a balance with nature that is taking place at that point. Remember, we're only about 4 or 5 generations away from our ethnic-driven background diets for thousands of years. And ever since the introduction of processed foods at the beginning of the last century, things have changed to where we are producing larger amounts of the wrong kind of bacteria in our guts, and so we're having, you know, the...
That's why people have cancer, the same thing we were just talking about. You get cancer because you don't have the things in your system that are being produced to ward
cancer
off.
It wasn't even in the top 10 killers 100 years ago. And heart disease, the first real published research report on heart disease was around 1910, 1911, something like that.
What did
from
people
a doctor
die
in Boston.
Of? Why do people live to be in their 50s, for example, 150s and 60s, maybe 100 or 150 years ago?
That's the average, and that was the average age. There were plenty of people who were living well past 80s, well past 90s. Yeah. The problem was because of the poor water law. We didn't have any public health laws that made sure we had clean water and clean food. And what those numbers, when they say we didn't live past 30 or 40, it's because they're averaging in the high level of infant mortality that existed 100 years ago with the people who lived long. There are plenty of people. You know, and we all have those relatives that were the 90s, well over 100. I have my grandmother, my father's grandmother, my great-grandmother, lived to be 103, 104, something like that when she finally died.
Yeah.
And but remember, these aren't real actual numbers. These are average numbers that certain people want to use for political reasons.
So did people die of dementia? Was there any such thing as Alzheimer's or dementia before we started living older? Is it a consequence of what we eat? Yeah, it's always a consequence of what we eat.
Absolutely. It's a toxic buildup that takes place in our systems.
The idea here is for you to understand the consistency of what's in your gut, and the reason I connected it to the methane is because if you've got a good, healthy gut, you're producing a lot of methane, the same as the cows and horses and everybody else.
And
check out the latest podcast on the cancer at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Are you really crying, Jennifer, or is that something?
Yeah.
She's crying over Britney. Hardcore.
But hey, Jennifer, guess who this
hey,
is?
Hey,
This is TLC,
yeah.
My new group.
Your new name. Left Eye Lucy.
I've always wanted to be in a girl band. I'm so
One Eye Jennifer is here. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend One Eye Jen, Two-Eyed...
Cowboy with that name.
But Jennifer doesn't mind being called Jen. Victoria does not like to be called Vicky or Vic.
I do not blame you.
No,
at all. I like Jen, but I'm not real keen on Jenny. I used to be a Jenny in grade school.
Jenny's not you.
No.
Rich is a Rich, though. Rich is not a Richard. Rich is a Rich.
Definitely a Rich.
And I'm...
Although you've got me calling him Richie sometimes.
Richie!
Yeah, I started doing Richie. Is that bad?
Well, that's because you call me Dougie.
I do call you Dougie.
Dougie.
But I'll remember not to say Vicky, because I don't want to get in trouble.
Somebody just sent me a note and wanted to know more about what I was talking about, the Supreme Court vote and needed to be explained. Sorry, I didn't do a good job about that. This vote that they had yesterday was about voting districts and how they are drawn. If you go back to the 1960s,
one person, one vote.
Yeah, the U.S. started using one person, one vote. That means that every voting district has to have the same number of people, and so there have been gerrymanders and redistricting.
It's counted for every person, man, woman, adult, child, baby.
States have included people who aren't eligible to vote. like prisoners and immigrants and children, that sort of thing, in the tally. The practice gives cities a lot of influence because a large number of those non-voting residents tend to live there, but they can't go to the polls, meaning the voting power of those districts gets very skewed. Cities tend to vote blue. The Democrats love the one-person, one-vote practice.
Well, and the side issue that I haven't heard a lot of people talking about is the reason that this was even being contested so heavily is because in the big cities there are an issue of illegal immigrants and how that's you check problem. To see about legal voting status. And so this was sort of a blow to the people Texas. That want to have voter IDs and that want to say, hey, one vote, one person, one vote, but we want to make sure that it's a legal person. It makes it a little bit easier. For illegals to be able to vote.
The Supreme Court said unanimously the practice was okay, so what Texas does is legal. I find this, what bothers me about this, and maybe what is the bigger picture here, the people who go to vote, I still am really kind of upset, more than upset, I get annoyed when I think about it, and the whole thing's been going on in Wisconsin as people go to the polls there. The fact that you don't have to have an ID in some states to vote, in other states you do, and the number of people who were in lines at the DMV yesterday to get an ID, what is so wrong about being able to prove who you are? I could be anybody. I walked into the polls last week to vote, local election. Thank heavens we had the largest turnout in recent memory locally here in Framingham for some of the issues, mostly because the town's not functioning and people want a charter commission. I went to the first meeting. What a very interesting thing to understand how the system works. Most people don't understand, and I'm going to spend just a second talking about this because I find it fascinating. And most people whose ears glaze over, and Jennifer, you can be the arbiter of this. When we get down to understanding how the system works and why it does, I mean, we have these problems here of understanding who can vote and how they vote and yada, yada, yada. But the Constitution of the United States, I did not realize, was modeled after the Massachusetts Constitution, which is the oldest constitution in the world. And most of the people who were signers, many of them came from Massachusetts, so Massachusetts had established itself as a state, and that's how they used it to put our Constitution together. But we're having a charter commission in Framingham, so I was watching or listening. I went to the meeting last night with my state rep, who's become quite a good friend. We wanted to listen to hear how they set the thing up. And it was really a terrific example of how the process works. And more people ought to realize that there is this power that you all have. We really do. We don't take it. We've been talked out of it. For some reason or another, we just don't exercise our role. But maybe we wait till there's so many things that are wrong. Maybe that's why Trump and Sanders are getting the attention they are. And the primary voting is much larger than it was 8 years ago, for example, because people are stirred up for whatever the reason. They're either for or against, but they're stirred up. And that's what happened locally in Framingham. So people got so stirred up about how basically non-functional the government is there, want to do something about it. And so you can carry that to the state level, you can carry it to the national level, and you just see that we do have a process that's very exciting if we just know how to use it. And even though I've been discouraged because I think the government has done a lot to try to keep us from learning how it is the government works so we can use it to have what we want or what we're supposed to have or what we're entitled to. Hello, one nation created equal, yada, yada. We don't have that. So in this circumstance, this ruling, to go back to the ruling from the Supreme Court, it's a loss for right-wing voters who are trying to challenge the status quo for drawing districts. The Democrats thought that it's good for them, but people don't understand how come it was a vote that was 8-0. It was because it's clearly constitutional. And that's what they're there for. They're there to decide whether what's in black and white, and if you don't like it, then you have a constitutional convention, basically like we're doing in the town of Framingham. You do a national thing and you change it.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Coming out your mouth with your blah blah blah. Zip your lips like a padlock.
Blah blah blah.
In the back with the jack of the jukebox. I don't care where you live at.
Hi, Jennifer, you want to translate, please?
Don't be a
I don't care where you live at, Dougie.
Bad English.
Yes, it is.
All right, the saga of Kesha continues. The story about her comments now over the weekend, I think Kesha said, if I paraphrase this, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that she would not change her story. There was apparently somebody leaked the story that she was told if she recanted the doctor.
She posted it on Instagram.
She did it herself?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So she said if Dr. Luke, the people at Sony said if she said she didn't have sex with Dr. Luke, they'd take her out of his influence. I mean, what is this guy even doing there? Here is entertainment reporter Natasha Martinez talking about the social media comments Richie just mentioned.
Kesha announced on her Instagram that she has been offered freedom if she denies the rape claims against her former producer and manager at Sony, Dr. Luke. However, Kesha is standing her ground and is refusing to drop any claims. So I got offered my freedom if I were to lie. I would have to apologize publicly and say that I never got raped. This is what happens behind closed doors. I will not take back the truth. I would rather let the truth ruin my career than lie for a monster ever again. This stance follows all of the recent news with the judge denying her request for injunction against Dr. Luke and Sony to be released from her current recording contract, which garnered an outpour of support from fellow female celebrities, including Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, and Adele.
All right, so this guy, where did the music go, Richie? Don't you like Kesha's music?
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Is it all the same? Well, why don't you just play that one? Why don't you play a bunch of others? All right, so Jennifer, Victoria, I'm not an expert on Kesha music. She takes baths and glitter,
so she washes her, she brushes her teeth with a bottle of Jack. That's her line. I'm pretty into it.
So,
that's what I did today.
has to leave for months. This lady has accused her producer, a fellow named Dr. Luke, whose real name is Lukinian, Bugunian, whatever his name is. Anyway, and he's apparently a no-good SOB. And all the women I've heard that have talked about him said basically the same thing about this guy. So why is he working for Sony? I would think there'd be a class action lawsuit against Sony by all these women who have been had by this guy. Why wouldn't they all just get together and sue the hell out of Sony and end up owning it at the end of the day?
They pull a Bill Cosby on Sony.
Yeah. Right. I just don't understand what, how prominent is his position at Sony that they can't afford to get rid of him.
Well,
I wonder that too, because who the heck is Dr. Luke? We never even heard
about him.
I've never heard of this.
So this
but
may be
there must be something
but you've
he
heard
has
of all
of
the artists that he works with.
Yeah.
So he knows where the bodies are buried, but
he has
to. He's got to have chicken pictures to lead the guy there.
Or either that or he's made him $1 billion over the last decade and they don't want to let it go.
Here's YouTuber Jake Pearson, one of Kesha's many fans.
Now, people, if she truly was not raped by Dr. Luke, she would take this like that. Sure, she'd have the shame of lying and everything, and people would probably be put off by that, but they'd still probably support her in some way or the other. And to me, this really just really hits home that this is the truth. She's willing to ruin her music career and not make money from music because he did this to her. I just find it mind-blowing that a court cannot do something about this. The story keeps evolving, and this to me is just, I mean, what a monster to say, hey, you can be free if you clear my name.
Well, Sony sounds like the monster there.
Yeah, well, here's another monster. Greg Hardy, the football player who says, I did nothing wrong. To say nothing, I did nothing wrong is a stretch, but I'm saying I'm innocent. Assaulting his ex-girlfriend. I mean, there's another guy. What's with him? And I thought they had a rule at the NFL that you get booted if you are accused or you're found guilty doing that sort of thing. 28 past the hour.
There are right ways and wrong ways of trying to cut production costs on the farm, as you'll hear today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Technology plays a big role in reducing costs at Pellet Farms near Atlantic, Iowa. Mike Pellet is a fifth-generation farmer who speaks of intersecting agronomics with economics. He says saving a buck by doing it yourself, though, may not be the best route every time.
If it's something that is not in your wheelhouse or something that you don't enjoy doing or can't do well, hire somebody to do it for you, because being able to give it a partial effort, you're going to get a partial return out of it in the end. And so if you get somebody that can focus on that and can do it well and they could help you, your return is going to be much greater.
Mike's wife, Stacy, picks this up further in tomorrow's show. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All righty, 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday, the 6th of April on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. And perhaps you're disposed to be friends with Ted Cruz today. I still say, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz. But he didn't lose in the Wisconsin primary. He got 48% of the vote. Donald Trump got 35% of the vote in the primary. John Kasich got 14%. Over on the other side, Bernie Sanders got 56% of the vote, and Hillary Clinton 43%. Wisconsin's kind of a mediocre, not mediocre, but kind of a mild, moderate state. That's the word. They're a moderate state. Two candidates, the two that won, actually spoke last night following their victories. Ted Cruz telling his supporters, this is a turning point.
So far, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists.
Okay, let's try something else. If we got that.
Tonight is a turning point. It is a rallying cry. It is a call from the hardworking men and women of Wisconsin to the people of America. We have a choice, a real choice. The national political terrain began to change 2 weeks ago. In the state of Utah, we won 69% of the vote, a landslide election. Winning every single delegate in the state. Then, just 3 days ago in Colorado, two congressional districts voted. Once again, they elected six delegates, and of those six delegates, we won all six. And then 2 days ago in North Dakota, we had another tremendous win. They elected their delegates. Of the delegates who specified their support, 18 are supporting our campaign. One is supporting Donald Trump.
All right, so I still find him basically intolerable. Trump just barely tolerable. It just is. We're back to the same. I was thinking as I looked at this earlier this morning, the last hour or so, I'm thinking here we are down. If it goes the way, and I'm not sure that it is going to go this way. It's hard to predict what will happen. But Cruz has some momentum. I think that's accurate. But if it goes to him, he definitely doesn't win because he doesn't. He's too. The political reality of what the country will go for is not with him. And even when you look at Bernie Sanders, I mean, the kinds of the middle American isn't going to go for Bernie Sanders really enthusiastically either. But there are going to be plenty of younger people, millennials, who vote for Bernie Sanders, and they will not vote for Ted Cruz. And the Republican hierarchy refuses to understand or embrace that reality. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders talking to his supporters last night after he won on the Democratic side in Wisconsin.
With our victory tonight in Wisconsin, we have now won 7 out of 8 of the last caucuses and primaries. And we have won almost all of them with overwhelming landslide numbers. What momentum is about is that at a time in contemporary politics when every major candidate has a super PAC, we have said no to super PACs, said no to the billionaires who fund those super PACs. And what we have done is in an unprecedented manner in American history. We have, up to this point in the campaign, received over 6 million individual campaign contributions. Anyone here know what the average contribution is? That's exactly right. Smart crowd. $27. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg, this is a campaign of the people, by the people, and for the people.
All right. Bernie Sanders comparing himself to Abraham Lincoln is a bit of a stretch. However, Cruz wins. Bernie Sanders wins. It's time for John Kasich to get out of the race. I don't think so. I'm interested in Hillary Clinton and why she didn't speak. Here's reporter Elizabeth Wall on that.
Hillary Clinton is congratulating rival Bernie Sanders on his win in Wisconsin. Congrats to Bernie Sanders, she wrote on Twitter. To all the voters and volunteers who poured your hearts into this campaign, Sanders is campaigning in Wyoming, which holds its caucuses Saturday. Clinton spent the evening fundraising in the Bronx.
Even robots are taking over for reporters now.
Yeah.
Nobody's safe.
Oh, my God. Well, you're safe. There's no robot that can do what you're doing there. Here's a Wisconsin news person named Yona Gavino reporting on the long line. See, this is really, in my estimation, this is really the story. Cruz wins, Sanders wins, okay. But what about your right? Those of you who are listening in Wisconsin, I think we have 4 or 5 stations in Wisconsin. How does this make you feel? By the way, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at good day for some social media comments, which have become sort of like the old phone calls. I was reading a thing last night about how things have changed so much, and not that I don't know that, but it isn't so much that people want to go to the phone. They feel social media is a quicker way to get their message, their opinions in, their thoughts in, and that's a good thing. Anyway, I'm concerned. No, I guess concerned. I'm annoyed. I'm upset. And I want to see something done about what goes on in these polling places, how they are so inept, how they are so unprepared. And this has been going on for years and years and years. What the hell are these people spending their money on? And what are they doing? Is they're just asking to be compared with the incompetence of government all across the board. Anyway, here's the story of all those who were voting for the first time, those who had to stand in line for the first time.
The line outside Sandburg Hall is filled with people voting for the first time. UWM students squeezed in time in between classes.
I think it's important to exercise my constitutional right, just because, you know, so many people fought for the right to vote and all the suffragettes. And I think that it's important to have a say in who is running our country.
As voters made their final selections, election officials say voting turnout has increased over the years. First-time voter Sam Miller was undecided on voting until now.
At first I did, for a while, I did think like maybe I wouldn't vote or something like that at first, but then I guess it was a little bit of friends, a little bit of parents, a little bit of kind of everything.
UWM students say this election is important and hope their peers take time to voice the opinion today.
I think that in previous years that there's definitely been like a lower turnout for younger people and voters, but hopefully that the rate goes up now.
All right. So here's a YouTuber named Bill Still, great name, said that he heard a lot of instances of voter fraud. And this is, again, these voters were kept from, in this circumstance, according to him, voting for Donald Trump.
We were hoping against hope that this would not continue, but I guess until some law enforcement agency is willing to stand up and stop it, the cruisers will continue unabated. The ABC affiliate in Madison, Wisconsin, started getting voter fraud calls early this morning. Apparently, voting machines would not let some voters vote for Donald Trump. The station has spoken with multiple witnesses and is in the process of verifying statements from Burnett, Clark, Dane, Polk, and Portage counties. According to Jeremy Rogers from Burnett County, it was the strangest thing. The machine literally would not allow me to vote Trump. He said others voting at the same time he did had the same problem. Seems like the establishment will stop at nothing to keep this out of the hands of Trump.
See, this is what I think. I think that Cruz is a crook through and through. I think he's shown that three or four times already in obvious ways, starting with what he said about Ben Carson, and then there have been a couple of other instances along the way where he just hasn't told the truth. I think he's a slimy, dirty politician, and I think that the people who support him with or without his support, but more with his direction or somebody who's high up in his campaign, would do something like that. I just don't trust him. I don't think he looks like he's trustworthy. I don't think he sounds like he's trustworthy. I don't think he acts like he's trustworthy. And I think that's a question that a lot of people need. At least, you know, with Donald Trump, whether you like him or you don't like him, that he's coming from a place of integrity. I don't feel that at all with him, and haven't from the beginning. Here's Jason Stein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel weighing in on the rumor that Paul Ryan may be the nominee.
I think that it would be really unusual to think that Paul Ryan would become the nominee at a contested convention. I mean, the only way I could see that happening would be if you had everyone get behind him in the Republican Party as they did to make him House Speaker a few months ago. But here's what's different this time. You know, Donald Trump is never going to get behind that draft Paul Ryan movement, and neither is Ted Cruz, who yesterday told a group of us reporters here in Madison that it is a pipe dream to think that anything like that would happen. So I think that's really the fundamental difference, that unlike in the U.S. House, you're not going to have these people, these candidates who have fought and bled for months, suddenly come and say, you know what, yeah, we'll just fold up the tent and give this to Paul Ryan. I think that's probably very difficult to envision happening.
All right, so the Democrats have a caucus in Wyoming on Saturday. Both parties have a primary in New York next Tuesday. And the Tuesday after that, let's see here, primaries in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. So it moves on and ahead, as do we. At 45 past the hour, this is Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I think my garden is cursed.
I told Dominic Miracle-Gro garden soil with moisture control helps gardens flourish and protects against over and under watering.
Ace is the place where a miracle cancels that curse.
Now through Monday, don't miss over $250 in instant savings on select products throughout the store, including our best brands like Miracle-Gro. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store through April 11th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, 48 past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You remember the story of Michelle Fields, who was the reporter that claimed that Donald Trump's campaign manager assaulted her after a speech in Florida? The police have reviewed security tape from the event that was provided by the campaign and agreed, charging this guy, what's his name, Corey Lewandowski, with a misdemeanor of simple assault. Here's the audio from a phone call Michelle Fields claims to have received on Monday.
Hello?
I can find you, Michelle, and we're going to kill you.
Okay.
I know where you live.
Okay.
You've got 36 hours to drop the charges. I'm dead serious.
Or what? What are you going to do?
I'm going to split your throat.
Okay, you have serious issues. Anything else? Are you just going to keep calling me and saying this?
Time for a change of phone. I mean, people are sick. Even if she was a crackpot, I mean, who comes up with something like that? Here's Glenn Beck talking about the death threat.
The amount of death threats that are just sprinkled about what drives a person to believe in a candidate, be it Sanders, Clinton, Trump, Cruz, Kasich? What drives a person to a point to where they are so fervent for a candidate, they threaten somebody's life?
That's a great question. You got to be nuts. What is the matter with somebody who does? Right, he's got the right answer, the right question. I don't know what the answer is. Perhaps you can speculate if you want to. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On the Good Day program, time for our weekly visit from Amy Newmark, who is the author and creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Lots of great material in these books from Find Your Happiness. We're going to figure out what to do with your life in just a few minutes. Folks, your life will be complete in just a moment. Don't go away. This is Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, coming up at 55 past the hour. Joining us now is Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, How to Figure Out What You Really Want to Do with Your Life. How, if you wrote this as the person with the expertise, how did Amy Newmark find out what to do with the rest of her life?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. Hey, you know what they say? They say that you should just do whatever you loved doing when you were 10 years old. And after a lot of time on Wall Street, I guess I did that, because when I was 10, I used to love to read and I used to love to take hikes in the woods, and that's exactly what I do now at Chicken Soup for the Soul. Yeah. When I'm not reading, writing, editing. I'm taking walks in the woods. But I'll tell you another way, and we get stories about this all the time, and I actually did a podcast on this last month, and it was one of our most popular Chicken Soup for the Soul podcasts. Say to yourself, what would I do if I won the lottery? That's your answer. Mm-hmm. Whatever you would do if you won the lottery is your answer.
You know, I'm just thinking about this you bring this back. When I was 10 years old, I was working as a kid on the farm, and I was walking around the house with a folded up Time magazine, talking into it like it was a microphone. So look what I've done with my life. I've been on the air for 50 some odd years, and I still have a farm. So maybe that's who it is. Keep your mind focused on it. If, in fact, you have the ability to do that, sometimes you get distracted. I think that's your point here, in a manner of speaking, Amy. You get diverted because of what you're supposed to do. I remember that, too. I went to work for my father and a couple of other businesses, but the thread was always there. And that sounds like what your recipe is here for being true. And if you do something, the money always comes, I think. Don't you find that to be the case?
For me, it has. I mean, it's not Wall Street, but I don't need Wall Street anymore. I don't need that stress. I much prefer what I'm doing now, and what I'm doing now is so meaningful because I'm actually helping people with stories, like stories that help them figure out what they want to do with their lives.
Mm-hmm. What sort of stories have you talked to people? I mean, that's a lot of times with the content of Chicken Soup of the Soul books. You've talked to people, and you've gotten not only from your perspective, but their perspective, how they've done this.
Yeah, we have a great story from Jennifer Sullivan, and she hated her job. She worked in finance, too, and she hated it, and she was whining to her brother one day, and he's the one who said to her, what would you do if you won the lottery? And it just stopped her in her tracks, and she said, oh, my gosh, I would move to Italy. And he said, well, then do it. And she did it, and that's the story she gave to us. And I think it's such a great idea. When I was doing the research for my thesis in college in Brazil, I was meeting all these people, and the way I got them to talk to me was I would ask them, what would you do if you won the lottery? And everything would come out. All their hopes and dreams would come pouring out of them when I asked that question. So I actually was using the same question back when I was 20 years old in college.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Victoria, what would you do if you won the lottery?
I love this question. I never thought about it, honestly. The first instinct was I would start an animal sanctuary. That's just the first thing that comes out. I love rescue dogs. I work with a lot of organizations that rescue animals, and that would definitely be a John Stewart giant animal sanctuary.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's the kind of question and answer, Amy, you got when you were putting the book together, and that's what the book is full of, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's all about different ways that you can find your happiness, and everybody is bound to find a story that will give them the right recipe for finding their own happiness.
All right, Amy, good job. Amy is the publisher of 125 of these books, the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. You can find her podcast and the audio highlights at DougStefan.com, or you can search Chicken Soup for the Soul wherever you get your podcasts, like iTunes or TuneIn Radio, et cetera, et cetera. Amy, thanks for being here. Amy Newmark here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 16, 8.